From the Voice of America, this is Asia Weekly. South Korean President Park Geun-hye is embroiled in a scandal that's seen her approval ratings dip to unprecedented lows. Why have thousands marched in Seoul calling for her impeachment or resignation? And what are the larger implications for the country and the region? Hello everyone, I'm Steve Miller. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has seen her approval ratings plummet in the past week as a result of a political scandal that's engrossed the nation. According to a poll conducted by the Naeol Daily newspaper, Park's approval rating has reached single digits, with other national polls placing her approval ratings slightly higher, but not by much. At the center of the scandal is Choi Soon-sil, a longtime friend whose father was the president's mentor. Choi is also an alleged shaman and has alleged ties to a religious cult. Public furor over allegations that Choi may have had undue influence over the head of state drew thousands to the streets in Seoul to protest and catapulted the words impeachment and resignation to the top of homegrown internet search engines Naver and Daum. Scandals, political or otherwise, are not rare in South Korea. Even Lee Myung-bak, Park's predecessor, publicly apologized in 2012 for a scandal involving his brother. But what makes this scandal different? Catherine Moon, non-resident senior fellow for foreign policy at the Brookings Institution Center for East Asia Policy Studies and professor at Wellesley College, said other presidential scandals often involve family members messing around with corporate money, tax evasion, embezzlement, and using the power of the father, husband, or brother who was president. But
this time, it's the president herself who is implicated and who may be one of the instigators of this crisis and legal dilemma. Also, there's a difference between influence peddling and policy peddling. I call that policy peddling if it's the case that President Park indeed allowed Choi Soon-sil to have access to state secrets, classified information, when Choi has absolutely no authority, no representative power, no security clearance, no position in government to have such access.
Essentially, in the Park case, the situation involves matters where the president or her staff may have broken the law. President Park has apologized, let go of her cabinet, and has called for a new prime minister to be appointed, all in an attempt to quell some of the political strife currently taking place. Choi Soon-sil, who had been in Germany at the onset of the controversy, returned to South Korea. She also apologized, telling a crowd that she committed a sin that deserves death. South Korea's Yonhap News reports that prosecutors have detained Choi and have asked the court for an arrest warrant. The agency says prosecutors seek to charge her with abuse of power and attempted fraud. An Chung-bom, a former senior advisor to the president, has also been held on allegations of influence peddling. Moon says Park will be a serious lame duck president for the rest of her term, regardless of whether or not any legal violations occurred.
So Park's credibility, her psychological state of being, her ability to discern facts, her ability to have reality squarely on her shoulder in order to make decisions, they're all going to be in question because of her very close association with an alleged cult leader's daughter and an alleged shaman.
While the public remains outraged and demands Park's resignation or at least to be impeached, Moon says that given the political landscape of the nation, neither is likely to occur. However, the forthcoming 2017 presidential elections may be consumed with concerns over this scandal.
The scandal has hit people really hard, and it's a conglomeration of accumulated grievances among the Korean society against the powerful and the wealthy, how they spread their money around, how they buy influence, and how politicians and other leaders basically just swallow it.
But what about South Korea's position in the region? Could the scandal have implications beyond the Korean peninsula? Jonathan Miller, East-West Institute's fellow for the China, East Asia, and United States program, notes that in the age of global media, the world is watching.
It's been quite a couple of weeks, and especially the last week with this scandal, and especially the domestic reception, but then now internationally, how this has been received and how that's kind of impacted South Korea's image.
No matter how the events play out for President Park, Miller says that South Korea will need to evaluate how to handle similar situations in the future so as not to further harm their international reputation. The scandal, the protests, and the investigations are all taking place as South Korea's Special Representative for Korean Peninsula Peace and Security Affairs, Kim Hong-kyung, and his U.S. counterpart, Joseph Yun, this is in addition to Japan and South Korea, trying to work out a bilateral intelligence sharing deal that's been years in the making. With so much focus on the scandal itself, could it detract from the issues at hand?
I think that they're in the right geopolitical space to get this deal done. But the problem always is the domestic political arena, especially in South Korea. So under this current crisis, it does lead to some questions of Park's ability to get a deal like this done. I'm still cautiously optimistic just because of the situation right now vis-a-vis North Korea and the year that we've just had with a number of provocations that the North had. So I do believe she has some cover and justification for it. But at the same point, anytime you're doing a deal with Japan involving military or intelligence, it's going to be highly critiqued domestically. So, and then with everything else going on, it becomes more challenging.
That's going to do it for me this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you enjoyed the podcast, please share it with your friends. You can also get it delivered to you automatically by subscribing in iTunes or on voanews.com. Please let us know what you think of the show, and you can do that over on our VOA Now Facebook page. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.